John Aganye, spokesperson of the National Legislative Assembly, says lawmakers adopted the motion to summon the ministers last Wednesday. Aganye says MPs want the executive to address why authorities have not been able to end months of deadly clashes in Upper Nile State, including the latest incident in which an armed militia group from Northern Jonglei State called the White Army is fighting with the Agwelek militia.
Why our people, when the government of Artiguno is in place, and our people are still killing themselves when we are already pleading for peace? So what is really the reason for the actors in the, of the government wing, executive wing of the government? We need to understand what is really happening, because they are the ones taking the care of the security situation in the country.
Aganye says the ministers of defense, the interior, national security, as well as the governors of Upper Nile, Central Equatoria, and Jonglei states are all expected to appear before the parliament. The dates for their appearance have yet to be announced, as administrative procedures by parliamentary leaders are still being worked out, but Aganye says it should happen soon.
Our voices must be heard, and we are not even going to give fight. We are going to back up the president, and if it means that the president has to use force, we will back him to do it. Because the government is being tasked actually to bring security to each and every part of the country.
Member of Parliament Henry Omai, who represents Fasoda County, the epicenter of the violence in Upper Nile State, says he doubts summoning the national officials before Parliament will make a difference. Omai points out that lawmakers have summoned the executive in the past over other issues, but Parliament failed to follow up measures that would resolve the problems.
Parliament, in my opinion, is actually toothless, because they don't follow even the when you summon ministers after the hearing or whatever. Nobody follow anything and no implementation. It's not the first time that we call them. They have been called many times, several times. But what happened? Nothing.
Omai argues the magnitude of impunity in the country makes insecurity appear normal, and unless the government starts holding people accountable who are behind the heinous killings and rights abuses being committed, insecurity will continue across the country. Omai cited armed pastoralists who commit atrocities over and over, including killings and the destruction of settlements.
There is no protection by the government, and there are people who are doing things with impunity. Nothing is done. People are killed. Sometimes, like cattle herders, they are being told, go back to your areas. But those whom they kill, nobody cares about them.
Omai calls the killings war crimes which are not being addressed by the government. He says while relative calm is returning to Fasoda County following the deployment of government troops to the area, many civilians have been displaced, their houses burnt to the ground. Omai says an unknown number of civilians have been killed. The lawmaker says the country's leaders are not fulfilling their obligation to implement the revitalized peace agreement.
The agreement talks of peace, and there are many things to be done for peace to happen. But in my opinion, people are playing politics, and we are also at a threat. This nation that is South Sudan now is in a crossroads if we are not careful, because sooner or later even Somalia will be better. Warlords will take over, and then the crisis will come, and then you will have no country.
2 days ago, the UN Human Rights Commissioner called on South Sudanese leaders to urgently address the situation, warning that the fighting could easily spread beyond the boundaries of Upper Nile State. Volker Turk says 166 people have been killed in the state over the last 4 months. Turk called on the government to investigate the violence and bring all those responsible to account in accordance with international law. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.